Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's a Thursday night show. I believe we're sitting at 8-8, August 8th, are we not? I believe. Now, I'm going to tell you something real quick here. But it goes back to when I first came on the air and I was on Ezekiel 38 and 39. And here we are, you know. And I may read that in a moment, but if you would read Ezekiel 38, you'll understand what's going on. Thus saith the Lord, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and will put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Sounds like a tanks, doesn't it? Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands of the house of Togarmah of the north quarters, and of all of his bands and many people with him. And be then prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all of thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard against them, unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land of that is brought forth back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And then thou shalt descend and come like a storm, thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also, this is verse 10, chapter 38, Ezekiel, it shall also come to pass, that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages. Sounds like America, don't it? And I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them, dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land, in the midst of the land. Now, very interesting. Meshech and Tubal, well, there's different ideas about that. But let me just say this to you, is here's what my information is tonight. As of earlier this afternoon, and there was still, this depends, because they turn off their radio squawk, they turn off their squawk commands, but sometimes you can see them coming into an area because of what's going on. And it's just not because Comet Chameleon and the Luciferian Waltz are dancing in Michigan, etc., or in Wisconsin, because it's way bigger than that. Let me tell you this. I normally don't want to talk about the tankers, but earlier this afternoon, there were 12 Strato tankers, 12 Strato tankers in the Great Lakes area from Port, from Huron up above into Lake Michigan and down in, 12 Strato tankers, and then all kind of U.S. military aircraft. And we've seen different ones like P-8 Poseidon aircraft going in there, the most sensor capable to sense the deep lakes. We've had E-3s, multiple E-3s, AWACS type planes that can see for a long distance and are surveying and doing stuff, and then they can also watch all the other things. There are numerous choppers, and they don't all show up because they've been on at various times and they've turned their squawks off. We are flying, according to my information, we're flying a combat air patrol, in a sense, over the entire Lake Michigan from Lake Huron on. And then we've had the Canadians come on down, just to what I've told you about, from old River Pirate and the Cold War Warrior boys, talking about the St. Lawrence Seaway and how the Russians had special boats that would allow them to bring in those submarines and then dump them off and then lay flat on the bottom in the Great Lakes. And that's been proven since we reported that. I reported it. They've been going up there ever since looking for them. And I've told you about it week after week after week after week. Now we're running a full, almost combat air patrol over the entire top of Lake Michigan, Huron, and we brought the Canadians down from the Atlantic coast from their side over the other Great Lakes, Erie, and on out into the St. Lawrence Seaway, etc. So that right there is ongoing. We even brought up another E-3 came up from Oklahoma and came straight up the river in up into Lake Michigan. And then we've had even an Osprey coming from San Diego area, Marine Corps Osprey, allegedly with recon Marines on it. And they've flown up there, and they're in the Great Lakes. This is not a drill. It's not a situation to where you've got it's all the earthquakes. No, this is not a drill and not all the earthquakes. Consequently, what we're dealing with here is some kind of a thing that they're looking for, and then here's the tip. Allegedly, in the meeting, the national security meeting, in the last few days in D.C., according to deep background sources, Biden and the crew and all the young 25-year-old Ivy League National Security Council types have had the Iranians allegedly right in the Situation Room of the National Security Council, the 40 committee, right in the deal. Okay? Now, there's been some reporting on regular TV, on Fox anyway, saying, I wonder what deal they're cutting with the Iranians now, but they never said that, the fact that my deep background source says that the Iranians were right in the room and negotiating with them and understanding all the stuff. So now the deal is, and the speculation is that you may not care whether you're going to dance the Luciferian waltz because he's too left wing, or what I say, Luciferian communist, which you're in a liability of possibly having a Luciferian communist president and vice president if we don't watch out. Although she came forth for about 2 minutes of questioning, and then she got back on her plane today after Trump called her out at his Mar-a-Lago press conference. But you see, Trump is focusing on the race. And once again, I'm going to tell you, he needs to focus on an $8 a pound bacon, $5 a dozen eggs. He's focused a little bit on the gasoline, but he doesn't spell it out. You know, in salesmanship, they used to say feature function benefit. And that in this case, it would be feature function negative benefit. All right. And the fact of the matter is that Trump understands all this very well. And he says and hits the high points, but he doesn't go down and say the definite negative benefit. He did bring up bacon is so high priced that you can't order bacon, but that's in a restaurant. People are out there, sitting out there, and the food has gone through the roof. And that is the thing, the number one subject. And they keep hammering immigration and hammering immigration and crime and all of this. And that's important, but it's down the list from the economics. And that's what Trump needs to focus on, or he blows it. He could blow it by not paying as much attention to it and thinking his polls are better than their polls. They don't care. I allegedly, I'm of the opinion, allegedly, that Comma Chameleon didn't care who she picked necessarily, because they knew, possibly, allegedly, that they were going to cut a deal with the Iranians. And that they would allow, because I'm going to tell you what, if you got the top Iranian guy sitting in a 40 committee meeting, allegedly, which is national security meeting. Well, what's up with that? That's, in a sense, traitorous. That's treason, right? That's not where you negotiate with them. You should negotiate with them and foggy about them. But you don't bring them into the actual National Security Council meeting. And allegedly, that's what took place in the last couple of days. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a situation to where you could have Iranian cargo ships or container ships or Iranian cargo containers that are on other ships of other countries, all right, and that they allegedly, possibly, or some probability higher than perhaps 50% have actual probable or possible missiles on board. Now, the Russians have shipped a lot of shipments to Iran and to into Syria of heavy-duty equipment. And remember the S-400s we talked about in 2004? Well, the dadgum S-400s have been in Syria and been Iran since about 2005. And they even trained, even sent some of the people to train on them in Russia. Now, what is an S-400? You got 400 kilometers all the way. You got basically, let's call it 400 kilometers, all right, coverage with all of that radar and with the S-400 missile systems that can strike instantaneously with those and hit targets within that distance. Or say, even if you just want to say 400 miles, it's longer, it's bigger than miles, to believe you me, because it's 400 kilometers rather than miles. But even if you went 400 miles in the Middle East or in the Eastern Mediterranean, and if the Russians have now also allegedly sent all of the ships' names, numbers, positions on the map, on the GPS map, and of all of our ships in the Mediterranean, in the Red Sea, in the Indian Ocean. And they've sent all of that to the Iranians, which then can provide it to the Houthis and to the other proxies. And then allegedly, we've heard that the Roosevelt, which is the Marine Corps Task Force, I believe, aircraft carrier, allegedly, that a lot of, and then also off of other carriers that have been sent, that the air squadrons have been taken mostly off of them and gone to undisclosed bases in and around the Mediterranean. So that if the ship gets hit, you understand what I just said? If the ship gets hit, because the Russians have supplied the stuff, and if some deal has been cut through allegedly the abomination and his Valery Jarrett communist, Iranian communist, alleged chief of staff, and the Ivy League guys, under 30, let's say, or whatever, who seem to be running national security, along with the Red China Joe, and then what we now know is it's also the Red Chinese Luciferian Waltz. It's gone over 30 times into Red China. And then even on his honeymoon, he started taking a high school group every year for about 10 or 11 years over to China to study and to do things over there. And even went on his honeymoon on something. So consequently, you hear about the stolen valor and all of that, that he did not go when they were getting ready to be told, and he may have had a tip-off that they would be going into Iraq with his National Guard unit, and he applied prior to that to get out after 20 years. And then those complaints are coming from the veterans in Minnesota and other places, and then advanced by J.D. Vance, who had a legitimate service in the Marine Corps. But back again to the Great Lakes. And you got to understand it in a big picture kind of way. You need to think about it allegedly in a satirical, alleged form of a big sort of way. And that sort of way is, suppose they made a deal that would allow either the Russian pop off the bottom, Poseidon, lay on the bottom, nuclear device submarines, which I reported months ago that they were coming up the St. Lawrence Seaway into the Great Lakes, and that they are there, and they've been looking for them ever since, which is true. And that allegedly now there's a possibility that the Iranians have missiles in containers that can be lifted up and then shot. And even as many, and then also drones in the containers or in certain cargo vessels that have special compartments on the sides, as we told you about that the Russians have had, even though they may be flown under a different flag, that had special compartments that they could then, as they got into the lakes, which are huge bodies of water, and once you go, the checkpoints are not checkpointed like you'd do a car, but I'm going to get some more of that too. Because it also ties in. I'm going to get to some more of that in Ohio. But ladies and gentlemen, if you have the Russian Poseidon land on the bottom subs, have a nuclear weapon, and they are activated, which they could be activated via code from an Iranian that the Russians have given the code to. And why is it that you got all of a sudden Osprey with the Marine Corps, allegedly Marine Corps recon troops, ready to hop out to jump down on something or to jump onto a vessel, perhaps, or onto an island or, you know, somewhere in the Lake Michigan area? Consequently, we're in a situation where they could hit us, either the Russians and or the Iranians. And that they could hit us and take out, Milwaukee, Chicago, different place in Michigan, all up and down the deal. All right. And consequently, they then would have to declare martial law in the United States, would we not? Would we not have to declare a martial law if you saw the waters of Lake Michigan running down the Illinois River? And going down the Illinois River into the Mississippi and into the Missouri, et cetera, and going on down. And if you remember, if you got a good memory, you remember back during the Al-Qaeda days that they used to have the Al-Qaeda guy that looked like Osama bin Laden, and he had like the RPG sitting next to him, or they had a missile is what he had. Had like a missile, as I recall, but they had a map of the United States, and they had those little jihadi guys in the Afghani caps positioned on a map, a specialty map of Al-Qaeda or what have you, that showed them near St. Louis, okay, a different place on the Mississippi River, and showed them in California and various places around the country. Now, I think about that because there's anomalies in this whole deal, you see. We've seen anomalies like you can't believe. And why do you have, I go back to it, why do you have the top, one of the top Iranian military honchos sitting in a situation room, allegedly, sitting in a situation room, or sitting in a National Security Council meeting? That's not what you do. You meet with them separately in a different thing at State Department or what have you. You don't bring them in to your National Security Council meeting. And that, to me, is a setup kind of a deal. And then the fact that Comma Chameleon and Red China Waltz, doing the Red China Lucy Waltz, and Red China Joe, who just wants to punt her heart. Hunter, don't you know? Just wants to post pardon or commute Hunter Biden, who's going to be going in about September 3rd or 5th, I believe. And he could, in a sense, plead guilty or plead a nolo contendere or something. And then he could be by September the 10th or, you know, the end of September, Biden could pardon him for all of the different charges, and then be done with the presidency. And then if you somehow or another tied that into either a situation to where the stock markets were crashing, and I know they went back up today. That's called have the Federal Reserve give a whole lot of money to the money center banks, and then they buy the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ and make the index go up. It's a certain committee of the Treasury Department, Federal Reserve, that does it. Comptroller of the currency, etc. Consequently, oh, now I'm seeing this as there's a little discussion. Jack Posobiec posted on August 8th, huge chance Biden stepped down by the end of September to give Kamala another honeymoon going to the election. Discussions already underway in White House. Well, then that makes sense, doesn't it? She would already be the president. Then she could then choose her vice president, right? Ah, yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, you better watch out. And then I guess she's possibly using artificial intelligence also to give the illusion of large crowds in her TV or her video appearances on other media. And you got 9 out of 10 media in the tank with Comma Chameleon and dancing the Red China Lucy Walsh. But if Joe were to pardon and commute, and he doesn't care if he does at this point, the sentence of Hunter Biden, and then he got out by the end of September, then she would be the president of the United States running for office with a lot more power and ability to do certain things if she wants to change up or to order various this, that, or the other to happen. But at the same time, you could have a deal where if the Iranians or the Russians were to do some things in the Great Lakes, and let's say they don't blow the whole lake and send it downstream, but they could. But let's just say that they had container ships that had missiles in them that could hit, with the missiles. And you know a Shahab 3, you wouldn't need the Shahab 4. But if you had a Shahab 3, where you'd be hundreds of miles, all right, not thousands, and you had nuclear warheads, you say the Iranians don't have any nuclear warheads. They've had them since 1997, when Brother Quayle, Steve Quayle, documented in 97 that they tested on a Shahab 3 or 4 a nuclear weapon, which they'd gotten from Russia. And in 2004, 2005, when I first came on the air and Steve had me on as a guest, and I was dealing with Ezekiel 38, 39 back then and telling you about it, I told you about it, and Steve said, Hawk, you seem to understand this Ezekiel 38. Why don't you take us around the world to various hotspots, how you see it will develop? And Steve and I discussed that for the whole show about how it would start over here and then go there and there and there and there and there. And that in the land of the unwalled villages is the United States. And so there you are. And now you got the interestingly anomaly of on today. Where was the first waltz? Vienna Waltz, right? Strauss and the Vienna Waltz. And then what do we have today? We have three sold-out 65,000-seat venues by Taylor Swift that are canceled by the Austrian, by the Viennese, by the Austrian National Police or military government because of the terror threats of the security people involved who were going to stab as many people as possible in the crowds. And then also to drive a potentially or probably or possibly or allegedly drive a vehicle with explosives up into the crowd and the waiting outside to get into the venues. So Viennese waltz, and then you've got Red China Luciferian waltz. And if you don't want to give gender-affirming care, like castrate your son or cut off breasts of your daughter and give them the stuff, then this governor, Red China Walls, Lucy Walls, you basically have no parental rights and the state can take your child away from you. And that is why Minnesota is losing people, particularly Minneapolis and various places are losing people by the boatloads going to other states. So I'm not going to get into all the stuff about what's been hashed over on TV, but I will say this. It's interesting is that you have Red China Joe allegedly telling Lester Holt after the question, well, Lester Holt asked him, why did you say let's put Trump in the bullseye 2 days before Trump was shot in Butler, Pennsylvania? Why did you say that? And then I had it because I saw it. It was featured prominently and oddly on TV in a positioning of advertisements, allegedly positioning of advertisements, talking about a Circle Week sale that ended on a certain Saturday, which just happened to be allegedly the Saturday that O'Biden from Red China Joe talked about putting Trump in the bullseye. And then he said, no, Lester, I didn't mean the crosshairs. He brought up the crosshairs, not Lester, but the focus on Trump. And then I told you last week, no, I guess I was discussing that on the phone. Here's the deal. Then what happened when in a questioning of Red China Joe by a reporter who said that the Speaker of the House of Representatives had said that Biden's certain proposal was dead on arrival. And then Biden asked, well, who said that? And then Red China Joe was told, the Speaker of the House says that your proposal is dead on arrival. And then Red China Joe said right on camera, on television, well, then he's dead on arrival. So then the question becomes always, who gave the order or who suggested that the order be given? I'll give you that. And then who tuned the kid up? Crooks. And then these others. And now you got the Pakistanis. And now you got the similar scenario to all the ones they let in. The up through the border on the terrorist watch list, and the FBI has arrested some of them. But then you also have the deal of the Viennese waltz. It is so weirdo, spooky, goofy, spooky interest that they utilize the stuff, but they love it. They love this stuff. The ATS boys love all these anomalies, and they laugh at people. And they laugh at people and laugh at people and laugh at people. Consequently, I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better watch out because this thing could go to a martial law, or it could be that Biden resigns after he pardons Hunter. And I think he'll pardon or commute the sentences. I really think he will. Because that's the way out. And then also that could be the deal. And then through Hunter and Red China Joe's brother, allegedly, then they already have a large portion of money. Yet they gave money in the campaign chest, went to Comma Chameleon, at least $93 million, so they say. Plus then she's raised another, what, $321 million, allegedly, in the campaign chest? And I've told you for weeks now that they do not want Trump to do it, and they will have to, what will they have to do next to keep Trump from winning? Now the deal is supposedly 14th Amendment, Article 3 or Section 3, the insurrection, which nobody's ever proven that he's done an insurrection because he didn't do it in an insurrection. But yet they describe it as that. But it's not about logic or the law anymore when you're dealing with Comma Chameleon and the Red China Luciferian Waltz. Oh, he's a football coach and a teacher. Well, he's a teacher in Red China. Then he started taking high school kids to Red China, even on his honeymoon, which he shakes his hands of his wife and hugs hugs the guys pretty good. You see what I'm saying? I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. But this is not right. There's something going on. All kind of information from the deep background is telling you different stuff. And I'm telling you, you'd better watch out, because if they go to martial law because of, say, quote unquote, an Iranian or Russian attack, let's say they do have a shipping container in Lake Huron or in Michigan, and or one that has got some missiles on it or is coming up the St. Lawrence Seaway or what have you. And they're not checked. They don't check every container. They go through and there's somebody from a Panamanian registry or something, or a different country registry. They say, this is Captain XYZ54 wanting to pass through the docks here at the Latuk dock. We've got the cargo bound for, Milwaukee or Saginaw, Michigan, or wherever it might be. You know what I'm saying? Or we've got cargo inbound to Cleveland, or inbound to this one or that one or the other one, or to Chicago or wherever. And they say, okay, Camp XY43Z, we verify your ship is there. See you later. Careful driving on the Great Lakes. And that's the way they do it. Or could do it, allegedly, in a satirical setting or a movie. But I'm going to tell you what. If they do blow something or hit, let's say they took out Milwaukee, or they took out Chicago, or they took out whatever, or Cleveland, or whatever city they decided to do. It would not surprise you, would it? Since Red Chinese Lucy Waltz danced around while the fire burned in Minneapolis and never called out the guard until, what, 4 or 5 days later? And then he only called out 100, not 600. Well, no wonder he didn't call out the guard, because he had been in the guard, been in the National Guard, and then he quit after 24 years, right before he was to deploy. And then his men went on to have many of them killed and wounded in Iran. And it's starting to see like there's pieces of a puzzle. And then it's right out of Ezekiel 38 and then 39. And that is the puzzle pieces, you see. So they could even, Red China Joe could resign and say, it's time for me to step down. As my last act, I'm pardoning Hunter Biden and bop, 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 which then that's official fait accompli, which a president is allowed to pardon or commute a sentence. So then he's got his kid free, and somewhere there's a pile of cashola, allegedly, from the $1.8 billion, allegedly, given by the Red Chinese to Hunter Biden, allegedly. And then you've got also the scenario where you got Red China teacher Walsh, been to China 30 times. And even on his honeymoon when they took a high school kids over on the honeymoon. And then he set up a program to take high school kids to China. And then some of them were paid for by the Red Chinese. Isn't that interesting? It's sort of like San Francisco is filthy and dirty and all screwed up, much thanks to Comic Chameleon's initial prosecutorial roles in San Francisco and all of the new San Francisco laws that you could steal up to $1,000 and it was still just a misdemeanor, and that you didn't get to prison time for a felony or something like that. So consequently, San Francisco was all dirtied up with all kinds of drugs and stuff. And do you remember in the last year where Xi Jinping from China, from Red China, came to visit Gavin Newsom? And they visited him in San Francisco, and San Francisco was clean as a whistle. Clean as a whistle, man. And all the places the Chinese went in California, clean as a whistle. And I mean, street scrub, the whole nine yards, all the stuff, cops on the beat, bop, 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 bop. So consequently, in the meantime, you've got this other guy, Luciferian Red China Walls, who on the same day as the Lucy Walls, Red China Lucy Walls with the chameleon, you then have the anomaly of the Vienna terrorist threat to Taylor Swift. And people say, well, that's just three concerts. Well, let me tell you something. She is an economic force unto herself. She got 65 or 68,000 seats three times. So you got over 200,000 seats. And let's say your tickets are $5,000 a piece. Wasn't that $1 billion? I don't know. You do the math. You figure it out. I can't do it right at this minute. But I'm going to tell you what. That, you see, is also ties into the Beastie Boys attack in Russia at the Russian concert event. But then Putin puts out the stuff that Russia is the protector of the Muslim world or what have you. So you see, it's all mixed and fast and furious, ain't it? Which, if you go to Fast and Furious and you got Obama's former attorney general doing the investigations for Comic Chameleon and her campaign and the vetting, And he's the one that should have been and was in contempt of Congress. And oh, now here's just another wonderful deal. U.S. Civil Defense News. And Captain Coronado posted at 4:14 p.m. today. Update. President Putin will visit Mexico. Mexican President Lopez Obrador says that authorities cannot arrest Putin in case of his visit. President Obrador ordered the federales not to arrest Putin. So Putin is coming to Mexico. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-la-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba Well, who is Putin? Putin is one of the richest men in the world. It's been rumored he's got maybe $65 billion, something like that. That's enough for him to do what he wants in Mexico, I guarantee you. And then in Mexico, they're coming wide across the border. He could then bring his people in and also direct certain things and then take Mexico over to the side of Russia, let's say, or Red China, which, you know, the Red Chinese were already down there years ago. They're already down there years ago. And I remember talking about that on air. So old Hawk and some of his sources from the backside have been correct. And now we have a potential for either A, an attack on the United States and martial law. So they say, well, Iran didn't attack Israel, don't want to attack Israel. Because, you see, Israel knows where all they're at. They know where their phone number is, and they know their address and where they're hiding tonight. In Tehran, or in Natanz, or wherever they're at. And some of them are in different parts of Iran, and they move around. And consequently, ladies and gentlemen, the Israelis know where they might be, but it's not necessarily known that the United States would know where they might be, particularly when they don't care if they're bringing in, allegedly, some of the top dog, one of the top dogs of Iran, military intelligence, into a national security briefing. So hence, the question is, what kind of deal are we cutting with the Iranians now? We gave them all that money back, billions, and then we also took off the sanction that President Trump had on them, that you could not sell oil to the Iranians or buy oil from the Iranians. And if you did, you could not do business with the United States without going to a heavily 100% tariff or whatever it was. So even China backed off that, but then Red China Joe meeting on getting in, which Trump still says allegedly that there was a stealing of the election or, I mean, folks, I'll tell you what, allegedly you could almost say you saw it on television when the advisors or the people left the deal, but the cameras were still on, and then they reached under the table and brought a whole box of all these ballots. And then they started counting those ballots. Oh, and all the anomalies that should have been investigated but were not investigated, because that's the way elections are stolen in this country. So then you have a coup d'etat. This is what's funny. Everybody's talking about the Venezuelan thing. To where the opposition in Venezuela say that they won the vote. But then the coup d'etat, in a sense, is the fact that Maduro in Venezuela does not publish any of the vote totals. And he just says he won with 80%. Well, that is what you get when you have somebody who has not won in any primary election gets a designated vice president. And then perhaps is already acting, quote unquote, allegedly, or already possibly allegedly acting as president at this moment. While Red China Joe is figuring out what to do, don't you know? And going back and forth from the White House to the beach. So consequently, who's running the nukes? Who's running our military? I don't necessarily think it's necessarily him, and a lot of people don't. So then your vice president is now the designated presidential candidate after a coup d'etat against Red China Joe. But a coup d'etat where they let him exist and then promised him certain things. Like if he stayed in long enough, you see, to pardon or commute. And consequently, then could abscond with whatever cash is sitting out there. Or diamonds or emeralds or whatever gemstones you might like. Or heaven forbid, non-traceable gold bars with have serial numbers on them, but heaven forbid, just, oh, I don't know, gold coins, gold Krugerrands, or gold Canadian, or gold eagles, or whatever it might be, or just piles of cash sitting in banks or private banking concerns all over the world. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't have to be in an account. You see, they could actually use certain things, and they can also have what are called bearer bonds. And everybody forgets bearer bonds. But if you take a pile of cash, you go into that certain market, you get a bearer bond for the cash. Say at a bank in the Caribbean, or a bank in the Mideast, or a bank in China, or wherever it is, and you get a bearer bond, and then whoever's name appears on the bearer bond is worth the amount of the bearer bond as guaranteed by the bond issuer. So that, you see, is another way they can do it. And then he doesn't have so much paper. It just has the bearer bonds. And then those bearer bonds could be borrowed against, even though you haven't signed them. Because that's the beauty of a bearer bond, is whoever bears the bond, it's their bond. Okay? You see how all this could work out, don't you? And I'm telling you, I don't know exactly how it's going to go down. But it could be that the Russian pop-up submarines that lay on the bottom could be activated, and or the Iranian cargo ships that might have missiles in them. And then if you've got hypersonic missiles, even you could put maybe a hypersonic, a small hypersonic, or a Shahab 3 in some kind of a cargo vessel or container ship. or you wouldn't necessarily need it if you sailed the ship into the middle of Lake Michigan. You might have, what, a couple hundred miles across the way, this way or that way or the other way, or in your Lake Huron or Erie, and then they got the Canadian military aircraft have been coming on down. And when you go up to look at them, some of these things have turned off their squawk. But if you had somebody that watched that all the time as a window or a featured window somewhere and watched that all the time on the military, not the general aviation, because when you flipped it back to the general aviation, you'll see that certain areas that they've taken the general aviation and have steered it clear of certain areas in the Great Lakes. And then also in Ohio, coming down I-75 from north to south, from those lake regions up there into the major Cincinnati metro area where there is a large country western, I think, jamboree or concert or whatever, or two-day festival. At the Voice of America, good old Voice of America grounds. Okay. Well, the local police in that area there were describing and talking about, hey, can't we get some OSP down here to help us with traffic, et cetera, and help us police this event? And they said, no, can't really do that because they're all stationed up the corridor up I-75 north. And it's not because of the inbound of the country western people coming in or of the concert goers or festival goers coming. It's that up and down the highway on I-75 from the lakes on down, they allegedly have had all the truck entrances open, all the trucking way stations, truck vehicle way stations, expecting the truck for something, which is what I'm telling you about. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your farm, your ranch, your family. Get as much long-term storage food and chunky soup and canned goods as you possibly can, and ammunition, because you're either going to martial law or you're going to go to a stolen election or some kind of thing, or World War III. And the World War III could just as easily start in the Great Lakes of the United States and of some cities that get zapped rather than start in the Middle East. And then it could go all the way around the world, you see. The land of the unwalled nation. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua, baby, stay on your optics while you can, baby. And old Road and Track and Little L, you say hi to my Tiger T and your mommy. God bless you all out there. And may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Heads up, America. Heads up. And pray for Old Hawk. Pray for Old Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street.